Would you turn with me to some scriptures?
请我们打开圣经。
In John's Gospel in chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
Just two verses.
我们念两节。
Verse 25 and 26.
二十五、二十六两节。
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die.
耶稣对他说，我是复活，我是生命。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And then in the same gospel, chapter 15,
然后我们看十五章
verse 4 and 5,
第四、第五节。
John 15, from verse 4 to 5. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, so neither can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For apart from me, ye can do nothing.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And then in Galatians, the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians,
加拉太书
chapter 2,
第二章
and one verse, verse 20,
二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live.But Christ liveth in me. And that life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着。是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And one verse from the Philippian letter of the Apostle Paul.
腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21.
第一章二十一节。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因为我活着就是基督。我死了就有益处。
And finally, in the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians, and chapter 15, from verse 50.
我们最后看哥林多前书十五章五十节。
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We all shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
十五章五十节，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。 我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
让我们再有一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, it is a wonderful thing to be found in your presence.
亲爱的主，能够在你自己的面前是何等宝贝。
We want to bow before you once again in worship and praise.
我们愿意匍匐敬拜，感谢你。
What a wonderful thing it is, O Lord, that you died for us.
主，你为我们死是何等奇妙的一件事。
We who have been, Lord, saved by your grace, we bow before you this evening in adoration.
因着你自己的恩典，我们蒙恩，今天我们要向你下拜，要感恩。
And Lord, as we come to speak about that resurrection of our Lord Jesus,
我们要提到你自己的复活。
We ask, Lord, will you swallow up the whole of this time in that resurrection life and power?
靠着你自己复活的大能，你把今天这段时间完全掌握在你的手中。
Thank you, Lord, for the anointing which you have specifically provided for us this evening.
谢谢你今天晚上有特别的恩膏要为我们每一个人预备。
Into that anointing, grace and power, we stand by faith.
我们站在这个恩膏的底下来支取你的恩典。
For the speaking of your word and for the translating of your word and for the hearing of your word.
为着说话的，翻译的，为着所有听你自己宝贵话语的。
Lord, be the beginning and the end of this time.
求你成为我们的起首，也是我们的终结。
Be everything we need in it.
我们所有的需要，你都为我们预备。
And we shall be careful to give you the praise and the glory for answering this our prayer.
我们把荣耀感谢都归给你，因为你答应我们的祷告。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们靠着弥赛亚耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
My responsibility in these times is knowing Christ in his resurrection.
这次我在这个主题里面的责任乃是认识基督在他的复活上面。
God has given us eternal life through the death of our Lord Jesus.
借着耶稣基督的死，他把永生赐给我们。
That eternal life of God is ours in practical experience through his resurrection.
神的复活的生命，借着他的死，今天能够成为我们的实际。
And I do not want to go over what I said yesterday evening again.
我不想再重复我昨天晚上交通的。
Only to say this.
我只提这一个点。
That we were justified through the shedding of his blood.
我们借着主的流血，我们被称义。
We were reconciled to God through the death of our Lord Jesus.
借着主的死，我们与神和好。
But we are saved by the life of the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是因着他的生命，我们被拯救。
That resurrection of his is the beginning of everything that God does in the believer's life and in the life of the church.
耶稣基督复活的生命是我们基督徒与整个的教会一切属灵的开始的必要条件。
And that is really the first thing I want to underline this evening.
这是今天晚上我要交通的第一个点。
With God, all his work in the believer begins with resurrection.
神所有的工作是从他复活的生命开始的。
Let me put it another way.
让我用另外一个方法来表达。
God has put beyond possibility, human possibility, everything that is of himself.
每一件关于神的事都是超乎我们人力所能达到。
Everything he does is on the other side of the grave.
每一件他所做的工作都是在坟墓的另外一边。
That is the one thing man has found impossible to reach.
这就是我们人发觉我们简直一点办法都没有来达到那一边。
He can get a man to the moon.
我们人可以把人送上月球。
He can go around in a kind of moon buggy.
他能够在月球上坐那个汽车。
He can explore space.
他能够在太空探险。
He is probing Mars.
他能够到火星上去。
And they're even thinking of going beyond that.
甚至人现在要超越这些范围。
But he cannot raise a dead man.
但是人没有办法叫死人复活。
That is impossible.
这是不可能的。
Once death comes, it is the end.
只要死亡一临到人，这就是终结。
All human ingenuity,
人的智慧
,all human creativeness,
人的创造性
,all human power,
人的能力
,all human intellect,
人的聪明
is rendered, what can I say? is rendered incapable.
在死亡的面前就被撕得粉碎。
By death,
就死亡。
And God begins everything on the other side of death.
所以神的工作就在死亡的另外一边起手。
I wonder if you get this.
懂吗？
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说我就是复活就是生命。
If you're going to know me,
如果你认识我。
If you're going to grow in me,
如果你要在我里面成长。
If you're going to come to maturity,
如果你要达到成熟。
If you're going to be anointed for service,
你要能够被膏来侍奉。
Then it begins with resurrection.
这一切都是从复活开始的。
And let me put it another way.
让我再用另外方法表达。
This is described in the Word of God as the beginning.
这在主的话里头是它的开始，最前面。
Or let me put it another way.
再另外一个方法表达。
It is the new man.
乃是这个新人。
It is the new creation.
是这个新的创造。
Now, let me take you through a few scriptures.
让我们看一些圣经节。
First of all, Revelation.
启示录。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
God says,
神说，
I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
主神说，我是阿尔法，我是俄美加，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Then look at chapter 21, Revelation 21.
同样启示录，我们跳到21章。
God says, I am the Lord God, the Almighty. I am the Alpha and the Omega.
在这里我们注意21章5节6节，做宝座的说，看啊，go ahead.
Yeah, you've just read 21, have you?
Yes. 第六节他说，我是。
I'm actually quoting first of all what God, the Lord God said. I am the Alpha and the Omega. That's Revelation 1 verse.
主神说，我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽。
You understand? God saying, I am the whole language.
我是整个的语言。
I am, as it were, the one who express, my heart, my mind is expressed.
神的思想，神的整个的意念，借着这个语言来发表。
I mean, in English, we would say, I am the A and the Z, if you speak proper English. Otherwise, you say Z.
如果用英文的字母来表达的话, 神的意思是说, 我是A, 我也是最后一个字母Z.
If it's Greek, it's I am the Alpha and the Omega.
但是换成希腊文的时候就变成我是阿尔法,
Omega. Hebrew, it is I am the Aleph and the Tav.
希伯来文的话就是 Aleph and Tav 这两个字。
But what are we going to do with Chinese?
中文就没有办法了。
What God is saying is, I am the whole alphabet.
所以神在这里要表达的意念就是说, 我是整个的字母。
He's not saying, I am the first letter of the alphabet and the last letter of the alphabet.
他并不是说, 我仅仅是所有字母中的头一个跟最后一个。
I am the whole alphabet.
他是从头到尾。
This is so tremendous when you begin to understand it.
如果你真的明白他这个意思的时候，是一个了不得的表达。
Especially when you understand how John begins his gospel.
如果你特别注意约翰来写约翰福音的时候，
In the beginning was the Word.
因为他的第一句话说，太初有道。
And the Word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
Alphabet.
这里就讲到这个整个的字母。
Now you read in chapter 21.
你看21章启示录。
And verse 5 and 6.
五节六节。
And he that sitteth on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he saith, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said unto me, They are come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water, of the water of life freely.
做宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。他又对我说，都成了。我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
Now, listen carefully, because the Lord is saying, I will make all things new.
注意听这里主说, 我要将一切都更新。
We who are born of God,
我们这些从神生的人,
are already in the new.
我们已经在这个新造的里头。
We have yet to see everything made new.
现在我们只是没有看到一切都更新了。
But we have a new birth.
但是我们已经经历这个新生,
we are in the new man.
我们已经在这个新人里头,
and we are in the new creation.
我们在这个新的创造里面,
it is the new life that is ours.
因为这里有一个新的生命是我们的, and
the new hope that is ours.
那一个新的希望也是我们的,
it is the beginning of something.
这是一切的开始。
But not only the beginning.
它不但也是个开始,
it is the Aleph. The Alpha,
这是阿尔法,
and the Omega,
也是最终的Omega.
The beginning and the end.
它是初, 它是终,
it is the Lord Jesus.
这是耶稣基督。
Now, will you note, in one moment we'll come back to it, I will give to him that is a thirst. Of the fountain of the water of life freely.
我要将生命的泉水白白的赐给那口渴的人喝。
Now in chapter 22,
22章,
verse 13,
13节,
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
我是阿尔法, 我是欧米伽, 我是首先的, 我是末后的, 我是初, 我是终。
Now what I'm trying to say is very simple, although it sounds very difficult.
我要表达的意思是很简单的，虽然听起来好像有点复杂。
The Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
耶稣基督是复活，是生命。
He is the first and the last.
他是首也是终,
and everything in between.
而且是这中间的一切,
the beginning and the end.
他是开始也是最后,
and the whole development from the beginning to the end.
也是从头一直发展到尾的这个过程,
he is the alphabet of God.
他是神的字母,
everything God says is in terms of the Lord Jesus.
神所说的每一句话都与基督发生关系。
It is the truth as it is in Jesus.
在基督里, 这都是真实的,
he is the Word.
因为他就是神的话,
he is the very heart and mind of God expressed.
他是神整个思想的发表,
and it all begins with resurrection.
都是从他的复活开始,
we are saved by his resurrection.
我们借着他的复活而被拯救,
saved by his life.
我们被他的生命拯救,
we are born again through the resurrection of Jesus.
耶稣基督的复活让我们能够重生,
from the dead. It's wonderful.
这是奇妙的,
it's wonderful.
奇妙,
what man could not do,
人不能做的,
the Spirit of God does in and through the Lord Jesus.
神的灵就在基督里做成人不能做的事。
Well, let me take you to another scripture.
我们再看一些经文。
Revelation, same Revelation, chapter 1.
启示录第一章,
verse 5,
第五节,
and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. We've got it again. A, Alpha and Omega.
并那诚实做见证的,从死里首先复活的,为世上君王元首的耶稣基督, 这里讲到首与末,
the firstborn from the dead.
从死里首先复活的,
resurrection,
复活,
and the ruler of the kings of the earth.
为世上君王元首的,
turn back to Colossians.
加拉的,
Colossians,
哥罗西书,
in chapter 1,
第一章,
and verse 18,
十八节,
and he, Jesus, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
一章十八节, 他也是教会全体之首,他是开始,他是首先从死里复活的,
the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
他是开始,是首先从死里复活。
Let me give you another scripture, back to Revelation.
再回到启示录,
it is interesting to me that this matter comes again and again in the book of Revelation.
在整个这本启示录里头,这一句话重复地出现,
as if in the summing up of everything, God says, this is absolutely vital.
神在讲他所有的话讲完以后, 他做一个总结, 他 提到这个是整个最重要的一个点。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 14,
三章十四节,
these things said the Amen, that's the end.
就是那位阿们为诚信真实见证,
the faithful and true witness,
为诚信真实见证,
Alpha and Omega,
这里你又看到这个起手,
the beginning of the creation of God.
这是神创造的开始,
it's the same idea again.
他的思路是一样的。
Let me take you to the old covenant.
我们来看一点旧约的圣经。
In Psalm 36,
我们打开诗篇36篇,
listen to it, verse 9,
第九节,
for with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light, we shall see light.
这节36篇第9节说, 在你那里有生命的源头, 在你的光中我们必得见光。
With thee is the fountain of life, the spring.
这里讲到生命的源头,
the beginning,
是一个开始。
The fountain of life is with thee.
这个生命的起源,
in thy light we shall see light.
在你的光中我们必得见光。
Not Maoism,
不是在,
not Marxism,
在 这个马克思主义没有了。
Not humanism.
不是人文主义里也没
有。Not Darwinism.
达尔文主义也没有。
Not all the human philosophy that is filling the world.
在这个世界所有充满了各种哲学都没有。
In thy light, we shall see light.
在你的光中我们得以见光。
The enemy's great strategy,
仇敌的一个诡计就是这样，
is to give us other fountains.
他盼望给我们另外的泉源，
to give us other origins.
给我们另外一个不同的源头，
to give us light from that angel of light.
他要给我们另外一个光，光明天使的光。
Satan himself，
那是指着撒旦自己说的。
Seducing spirits，
那是一个勾引人的灵。
Doctrines of demons，
是鬼魔的教训。
Let me give you another psalm。
我们再看一个诗篇。
In Psalm 87
篇。
This is a wonderful little psalm.
这是一个可爱的诗篇。
All about Zion.
这都是讲到锡安。
And all about those who are born of God.
讲到那些从神生的人。
They may have had their first birth in Babylon.
他们以前可能是肉身生在巴比伦。
Or Philistia or wherever else.
或者不管世界任何地方。
But their new birth is registered in Zion.
但是他们的新生却是出于锡安。
In that Jerusalem which is above.
是讲到天上的耶路撒冷。
Which is the mother of us all.
是我们所有的之母。
And this is how it ends.
这一首诗篇这样说。
Verse 7.
第七节。
All my fountains are in thee.
他讲我所有的泉源都在你那里。
All my springs are in thee.
我所有的泉源都在你里头。
You are the beginning.
你是那个开始。
The beginning of power, the beginning of life, the beginning of growth.
能力的泉源，生长的开始，一切在你那里。
All my fountains are in thee.
我所有的泉源都在你那里。
I wonder whether this simple little truth has ever dawned upon you.
我不知道这个很简单的真理有没有真正落实在你的心里。
When God saved you,
当神拯救你的时候，
it was through the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
乃是借着耶稣完成的工作来做的。
But the practical outworking of that salvation is to do with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
但是基督所有的工作能够实际在我们身上来成功，是借着他的复活的生命。
Let me put it another way.
让我再用另外方法表达。
God has given us everything in Christ.
神已经把一切都在基督里赐给我们了。
Everything.
所有的一切。
It is all given us in Christ and with Christ.
神一切的丰富都在基督里面赐给我们，借着他。
It is all in His resurrection life and power.
那这一切都是藏在他那一个复活大能的生命里面。
Your so great salvation.
我们这个伟大的救赎。
Saved to the uttermost.
要把我们拯救到底。
Your sanctification.
我们的成圣。
We are so frightened of the word sanctification.
我们有的时候害怕成圣这个词汇。
It seems so heavy.
是太大了。
So dark.
好像很
Something to do with dressing in black.
And
looking very straight-laced.
然后把脸拉得长长的,
very sort of in a straight jacket.
好像被那个衣服把它捆起来一样。Oh,
don't talk to me about sanctification, please.
请你不要跟我讲成圣这个事情。We
feel it so heavy.
我觉得太重了。So
joyless.
没有喜乐。So
unnatural.
不自然。So
abnormal.
不,
I'm sorry.
不正常。
Sanctification is the Lord Jesus.
但是成圣却是基督自己。
It's so simple.
很简单。
A person who's sanctified
一个成圣的人
has joy.
他有喜乐。
A person who is sanctified has peace
一个成圣的人
which passes all understanding.
有这个平安是超过所有的 这个心思的。
A person who's sanctified is full of life.
一个被成圣的人是充满生命的一个人。
A person who's sanctified has laughter in their soul.
一个成圣的人是会笑的人。
A person who's sanctified has color in their life.
一个成圣的人他的生活是多彩多姿的。
A person who's sanctified is simply walking in Christ.
一个成圣的人就是在基督里行路行走的人。
God has given us everything to do with being changed from a sinner into a saint.
神在我们上所有的工作就是把一个罪人变成一个圣人。
And it is all in the Lord Jesus.
这整个的工作都在基督里。
In other words,
换言之,
speaking of being a Christian,
讲到做一个基督徒,
it is absolutely normal to be sanctified.
能够被成圣是一个正常的事情。
And absolutely abnormal to be not sanctified.
如果你没有被成圣,那是绝对的不正常。
It's as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
It's in Christ.
因为这一切是在基督的里面。
I wish I could say more, but I must move on. Growth, where is it?
现在我们要进到成长。
It's in Christ.
在哪里成长? 在基督里成长。
You grow up into Him as head.
你在他里面长到他的身量。
It is the most normal thing to grow in the Lord.
在基督里成长是一个正常的现象。
When we do not grow, that is abnormal.
如果我们基督徒不成长，那就不正常了。Something
is wrong.
有问题。We
grow to maturity.
我们长到成熟。The
place where we can shoulder responsibilities.
在成熟的人可以承担责任。Place
where we can be prayer warriors.
他们可以成为祷告的战士。Place
where we can help in the work of the Lord.
我们可以在主的工作上成为主的助手。
Very simple.
很简单。
It's all given to us in the Lord Jesus.
这都在基督里面给了我们。
Overcoming.
得胜。
Old people think, oh, don't talk about overcoming.
得胜，不要谈这个问题。
Very special people.
那是给特殊人物用的。
Not us.
不是我们。
We are not overcomers.
我们不是得胜者。
And God doesn't even expect us to be overcomers.
神也不期望我们做得胜者。
We're the normal run of the mill.
我们是平常小老百姓。
You know, we're not Watchman Nee.
我们并不是尼托森。
Or John Wesley's. Or George Whitfield's.
或者惠特菲弟兄。
Or some of these other special saints.
这些都是特殊材料的圣徒。
We're normal Christians.
我们才是正常基督徒。We're
not overcomers.
我们不是得胜者。Overcomers
is to be elite.
要做得胜者就必须做第一名的这种人物。It's
to be a special.
特殊材料。It's
not for the ordinary child of God.
不是给我们一般神的儿女来经历的。But
overcoming is yours in Christ.
可是这一个得胜是在基督里神已经给了我们。
Look here, let me put it another way.
让我用这个方法来表达。
Here we have a twofold union.
这里有一个联合，有两个面。
If you're a child of God,
如果你是神的儿女，
by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus,
靠着耶稣的复活，
and the work of the Spirit of God,
圣灵的工作，
bringing you to his salvation,
把你带到主的救恩中，
begetting you again,
他重生了你。
If you are a Christian,
若你就是一个基督徒的话，
you are by God's positioning in Christ,
按照神的工作，他把你已经放在基督里面，这是你的地位。
Not in eternity,
不是将来永世的事情。
Of course it will be true in eternity.
是在永世有这件事。
But now,
但是我要强调是现在。
In this fallen world,
在这一个堕落的世界就发生了。
In this society which is on the brink of the appearing of the Antichrist.
现在我们已经来到这个整个的世界就在敌基督要出现的前一刻。
God has placed you, positioned you in Christ.
但是我们的神已经把你放在基督里面这个地位上。
I don't care how poor material you are.
我并不在乎你是什么样差的材料。
How stupid you are.
甚至你如何的愚笨。
How hopeless you are.
你甚至一点希望都没有。
What problems you've got.
或者你有多大的问题。
What impossible circumstances.
一些根本不可能面对的情况。
God has put you in Christ.
但是基督已经把你放在基督里。
And in Christ he's given you everything.
我们的主已经把一切都给你了。
Everything.
每一件都给你了。
He's placed you in Christ.
他把你放在基督里。
He doesn't wait till you're a special, special saint.
他并不是等啊等，等到你成为特殊的圣徒才把你放在基督里。
Cut out of a stained glass window.
你是这种彩色玻璃的这种形象。
He starts with the most impossible material.
他乃是寻找了我们这些根本不可能的、没有希望的人开始。
Don't ask me why God loves you.
你不要问我为什么神爱你。
I only know He loves me.
我知道他爱我。
And that has to be some explanation as to why He loves you.
他爱你是的确要解释一下。
I mean, if I'd been the Lord, I would have done the whole lot right from the beginning.
我要从头说起。
I mean, think of the trouble we are.
想想看，我们给神找了多少麻烦。
Always questioning, always murmuring, always critical.
我们在那里发怨言，我们在那里一直问为什么，总是跟神找麻烦。
We read the Bible and we say, not for me.
我们读了主的话，然后摇摇头说，这段话不是对我说的。
I am a very special case.
我的情况不一样。
Very difficult.
很困难，很困难。
I'm an impossible case.
我的情形无法解决的。
Why does the Lord persevere with us?
为什么神一直在忍耐等候我们呢？
He has placed you in Christ.
因为他已经把你放在基督里。
There is resurrection.
因为在那里就是复活。
There is power.
在那里有大能。
There is life.
在那里有生命。
There are all the possibilities and capabilities of growth.
在那个生命里头具有整个成长的潜能。
He has placed you in Christ.
他已经把你放在基督里。
And in Christ he has given us everything.
而在基督里的时候，他把一切都给我们了。
But then here is, that's the first thing.
这是第一个重点。
Here is the second.
第二个重点。
He has placed Christ in you.
他把基督放在你里面。
Now, can you believe that?
你能够相信吗？
In that poor material,
在我们这块破材料里
，That is you，
就是我
，and is me， and me.
你与我。
Christ lives.
就是主就住在这里面。
Oh, you say, I'm not sure.
我没把握，你说。
Now, if Christ is not in you,
如果基督今天不在你里面,
then you are not saved.
你就没有得救。
If you are a child of God,
如果你是神的儿女,
if you're born of God,
你是从神生的,
if you're saved by His grace,
你靠着他的恩典蒙救得拯救,
you are this moment in Christ.
你在这一刻就已经在基督里了,
and Christ is in you.
同时基督也在你里面。
Paul put it very beautifully.
保罗说得很好。
He said, when it pleased God to reveal His Son in me.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我里头。
Have you ever asked the Lord to open your eyes?
你有没有求神打开你的眼睛啊?
Instead of moaning all the time?
我们却去一直在那里, bawyan神。
I'm no good. I'm no good. I'm no good.
一直跟神说我不行，我不行。
I am such poor material.
我实在是个,
I am so insignificant.
我实在没算不了什么。
Of course, we all say that till someone else says, so and so, you are so insignificant.
我们自己常常这样子说，但是有一天真正听到你另外一个人对你说你实在没什么了不起。 然后我们就气得要死。
How could so and so say such a thing about me?
怎么这个弟兄说我什么都不是呢?
So and so said, I was insignificant.
某某人说我啥也不是。
I'm at least as good as that one.
我最起码也比你差不了多少。
But we said, oh, it won't work for me.
我们常常说,对我来讲这个不灵光的。
Now listen, dear child of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
God has placed you in Christ.
神已经把你放在基督里,
and placed Christ in you.
同时又把基督放在你里头。
If you are in Christ,
如果你在基督里,
you are in all the fullness of God.
你就在神整个的丰富的里面。
You are in all the power of His resurrection.
你在整个复活的大能的里面。
You are in all the potentialities of His life.
你就在这一个能够成长生命的无穷潜力的里头。
You are in that place of power.
你在这个大能的中间。
Where sinners are turned into saints.
这个大能能够叫罪人变成圣徒。
When the ugly are changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
那一个丑陋的人可以变成基督的荣美。
When wolves become lambs.
一只狼可以变成一个羊。
Dear child of God, listen to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,请听。
Everything is in the Lord Jesus.
所有的一切都在基督里。
Service is in Him.
服事在基督里。
Ministry is in Him.
整个的执事在基督里。
The church is in Him.
教会在基督里。
God has placed everything in Christ.
因为神已经把万有都放在基督里了。
And then He has placed Christ in you.
然后他又把这位基督放在你的里面。
Listen again.
请再听。
I mustn't say too much about this because Brother Stephen, I imagine, will say more about it.
我想江弟兄还会再讲这个点的。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Oh, you say, please. Now we're back to that heavy sanctification.
现在我们好像又来到了那个沉重的沉圣的真理。Brokenness. 破碎的真理。
Falling into the ground and dying.
然后又, 落在土里死了。
Listen.
请听。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live.
我活。
Yet not I.
却不是我活,
but Christ liveth in me.
乃是基督在我里面活,
and the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
如今是神的儿子在我里面活。
Did you hear? Listen.
请听。
Crucified.
钉十字架。
Live.
活。
Live.
活。
Life.
生命。
Live.
活。
It's all life.
这都是讲到生命。
Christ liveth in me.
基督在我里面活。
What is the problem?
这是我们有什么问题呢?
The problem is you don't know how to die.
我们的问题就是我们不知道怎么死。
That's the problem. I have to leave that with Stephen.
那我要让江弟兄去讲这个问题。
He will say it much better than I could. But let me say this. People come to me everywhere. I remember in Sweden years ago, young people coming to me and say, Brother, how can we live the Christian life?
我有一次在瑞士有一个年轻人来找我，他就问我说：“弟兄啊，我们怎么样活一个基督徒的生活呢？”
I must have been speaking a lot about the Christian life.
我因为讲了很多关于基督徒的生活生命。
Everywhere I went, I was like, "How can we live the Christian life?"
每一个地方的人都要问我们怎么活一个基督徒的生活。
It is a problem.
这是一个很大的问严重的问题。
It seems impossible.
好像不可能。
And I said to them everywhere,
每一个地方我都告诉他们同样的话。
Your problem is not how to live the Christian life, it is how to die.
我都对这些弟兄们说, 你的问题不是如何活基督徒的生活, 乃是如何死。
For once you learn how to die, the life takes care of itself.
只要你学会如何死, 你里头的生命会自动活出来。
It's a fountain.
因为这里面是一个泉源。
It is a spring.
是一个活的泉。
It is part of the beginning of the new creation.
因为这个是整个新的创造的一个重要部分。
It is the resurrection life and power of the Lord Jesus.
因为这是耶稣基督复活大能的生命。
Brother, does this make any sense to you?
我不知道这个听得懂吗?
Christ in me.
基督在我里面。
The fruitful life.
有一个
The overflowing life.
是一个洋溢的生命。
The overcoming life.
是一个得胜的生命。
Wonderful.
奇妙。
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
斯布珍有一次这样说,
Winning others to Christ is in the overflow in a Christian's life.
能够带人领人归主是基督徒生命流露满意的一个结果。
Where there is no overflow,
如果你的生命没有满意,
there is no winning of others.
你就没有办法领人归主。
Think.
好好想一想。
Those of you who came to know the Lord Jesus through watching another life,
你每一个得救的基督徒, 你总是看别的基督徒。
Was it not that there was something about that life that was different?
你发现在他们的身上有一些东西是与众不同的。
There was a peace.
在他有平安,
there was a joy.
有喜乐,
there was a power.
在他们里面有一种能力。
It's the overflow. Well,
那些就是生命的满意。
That's why I read that passage in John's Gospel.
我们来看约翰福音里面有一句话。
Chapter 15.
15章。
You remember what the Lord Jesus said?
记得我们念主耶稣说的话。
Abide in me, and I in you.
常在我里面, 我也常在你们里面。
Oh, listen, listen, little. Are you trying to fight your way into Christ? Struggle and strive to get into Christ?
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是在那里要一直打进基督的生命里面。
You don't have, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
You don't have to.
你不需要这样子来征战挣扎。
You are already there.
因为主已经把你放进去了。
It's not saved.
如果你已经
born again,
你已经重生了
you're a child of God,
你就是神的儿女
you're there already,
你已经在那里
you don't have to strive to get into Christ,
你并不是要打到基督里面去
you are to abide in him,
对这里只是叫我们住在基督里
you remain where God has placed you,
我们就停留在神已经把我们放在的地位上
It's so simple.
是很简单的一
件事。Has God saved you?
神有没有拯救你啊?
You are in Christ.
你就在基督里。
Here comes the word.
这里有一句话。
Abide in me.
住在基督里。
Remain in me.
留在基督里。
Dwell in me.
住在他里面。
And I in you.
我就住在你里面里面。
Then listen to this.
再听这句话。
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, So neither can ye except ye abide in me.
枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。
For apart from me, He can do nothing.
因为离了我，你就不能做什么。
Did you hear that?
听见了没有?
Apart from me, ye can do nothing.
离了我，你们什么也不能做。
You can go to theological seminary.
你可以上神学。
You can get titles before your name and degree letters after your name.
你的名字前面有一个职称，后面有你的学位。
But if you are not abiding in Christ,
但是如果你没有住在基督里
，and Christ in you,
基督没有在你里面
，it amounts to nothing.
这一切都是零
，nothing，
零。
But I'm studying the Bible.
你看，我是读圣经的人呢
，nothing，
也是没有用。
But I've got a title in front of my name, nothing.
我有一个很了不起的职称，也是零。
But I've got letters after my name.
在我的名字后面还有我的学位。
Nothing.
也是没有用。
But I'm on a church register roll.
我是教会的这个有名单，名单上有我的名字。
Nothing.
也没用。
If you're not abiding in him and he in you, it amounts to nothing.
你如果没有住在基督里，他没有住在你里面的话，一切都是零。
But I've been baptized.Nothing.
都是零。
But I take the Lord's table.
我擘饼了。
Nothing.
也没用。
Your life is wood, hay and stubble.
你整个的一生只是草木和谐。
It's made of straw.
是这个稻草做的。
I've often said it, I'll say it again.I was always amazed when I went to Manila and was taken to Imelda Marcos's Coconut Palace.
我要说这个故事再说一次。我到马尼拉有一年，人家把我带到这个马克思总统的那一个皇宫去。
Everything in it was coconut.
在那个整个的皇宫都是用这个椰子做出来的。
Carpets.Shades on the lamps,
这个地毯也是
，wallpaper,
窗帘也是，这个壁纸都是。
I mean everything. I couldn't believe it.
我简直不相信我的眼睛。
It was a VIP guest house.
这是一个非常重要人的这个接客人的地方。
I mean some Christians they build little shacks.
有这很多的基督徒都为自己建了一个小房屋。
It's obvious it's a shack.
这是一个小屋子。
Only needs a little wind and the whole thing collapses.
这个小屋只要风一吹就垮了。
That's what some Christian lives are made of.
很多的所谓的基督徒的生命就是这样的，不值一吹。
Superficiality.
是非常表面化。
Shallowness.
很浅薄的。
Worldliness.
是属世的。
But some Christian lives are like coconut palaces.
有一些基督徒这个像这个椰子做的皇宫。
You could actually put up very important people there.
可能你可以招待一些重要人物。
It really is beautiful.
看起来很漂亮。
In fact, it is something to marvel at.
你看了都非常的惊讶。
But it is not gold or silver or precious stone.
但是这一切都不是圣经所说的用金银宝石做的。
Nothing.
这都没有价值。
Oh, you say that's a dreadful thing to say.
哎呀，这个听起来太可怕了。
You mean that all my church attendance and all my singing?
你的意思说我所有这么多年来到教会聚会，我唱了这么多诗歌
，amounts to nothing?
都等于零吗
？Yes，
对的。
If it's apart from Him。
如果你不是你离开主做这一切都是零
It amounts to nothing
都没有效果
It's a hard word
这是很难学习的一个功课
But it is a necessary word
但是呢这就是必修的课
You know we can know all these wonderful truths
我们可以听这许多的奇妙真理
And not know him
却不认识他
We could actually express in words some of the things I've said.
我们可能也会讲这些道。
I mean, you only have to have average intelligence.
你只需要普通的智商就可以做到这些。
Maybe a little more than average intelligence.
或者比平常的智商高一点。
You want to be really clever.
你不需要很聪明。
Most of us should be able to You understand my colloquially mug up this kind of truth.
你可以这个装着讲一讲，蛮像样的，学着讲。
We can talk it.
我们就讲学。
We can actually put it into words.
我们可以照着你这些人的讲章来讲。
Oh, everyone says, oh, very good.
大家都说你讲的不错，不错，不错。
But we know about the truth.We don't know the truth.
你仅仅只是知道这些真理怎么讲，但是你不是真正体会到这个真理。
We know about Christ.
你是知道一些关于基督的事。
But do not necessarily know him.
但是你不见得认识他。
That's the difference.
这是大的差别。
Now, I hope that what I've said has some meaning. Christ in Christ and Christ in you.
我盼望这一个基督在我们里面，我们在基督里面这一件事情讲清楚了。
Oh, what a wonderful thing it is! Once the Lord's got hold of us.
如果我们能够有一天被主完全的得着，这是个奇妙的经历。
Let me just illustrate a little. I'll try to make it simpler.
我尝试着简单化来讲这个真理。
Christ in you,
基督在你里头
is all the power of God in you.
就是神所有的能力都在你里头了。
If only your eyes were to open.
如果你的眼睛被打开。
There is no problem he cannot solve.
在神没有什么事他不能解决的。
There is no obstacle he cannot solve.Cause you to overcome.
在这里没有什么困难是不能够克服的。
There is no advance he cannot make in your life.
这里没有一个需要进步的事情他不能办到的。
His power.
因为他有足够的能力。
Is it any wonder that Paul prayed for the at Ephesus that they might know the exceeding greatness of his power?
你记得保罗在他的以弗所的祷告的里头，他说他那这个超乎极大的能力
，exceeding greatness. Let me give a little illustration.
让我用一个例子。
I'm not a scientist, and I'm not even slightly scientifically minded.
我不是一个科学家，我更不是有一个很有科学思维的人。
But every time I see one of those rockets going off from Cape Kennedy,
但是我每一次在电视上看到这个火箭升空的时候,
I cannot believe it.
我非常的惊讶, 不能相信.
They're going to cover millions of miles.
这个火箭要飞几百万里,
in a short time.
在很短的时间,
How is that possible?
这怎么可能呢?
Such power.
有这么大的能力,
Yet in the simplest child of God, there is far superior power.
但是在一个简单的基督徒里面却有比这个更大的能力。
Years ago, I remember when I first sat in a jumbo jet.
若干年前我第一次上了这个波音747。
I'd never been in such a plane.
我从来没有在这么大的飞机上。
The planes I'd been in, we could have got about 10 of them into the jumbo.
在 我坐的飞机只有坐10个人左右,
I remember looking all the way down the aisle, right the way to the end of the aircraft, and it was like as big as this hall. It was so, I couldn't believe it.
在那个大飞机里头, 我在前舱一直可以看到很远很远那个后舱,
and then there was an upstairs.
而且还有楼,
I've never been in a plane with an upstairs.
我飞机从来没有上过二楼的。
And then I looked out of the window.
我又从这窗户看出去。
And it was higher than my bedroom on the first floor of the home, you know, the upper floor.
比我在家的那个卧房的床还高得多。
Then I thought to myself, do I really believe this plane is going to take off?
然后我对自己说, 这么大个家伙真的能飞起来啊?
I thought to myself, I wonder what it weighs.
我不知道这有几磅重。
Then I began to look at the people coming in.
然后看那些进来的人,
one after the other.
一个一个进来。
They strapped one lady in 3 seats.
有一个女的把她放在3个座位上, 她才够。
It is absolutely true. They bought out of one of those long extended things. Safety belt.
那个安全带要加长才能够把那个。
I thought to myself, every seat in this plane is full.
我想那天所有的座位都坐满了。
And if they've all got as much luggage as I have,
如果每一个人所带的行李都跟我一样多,
will it ever take off?
这么重飞得起来啊?
And I remember that when they started up the engines, I thought, oh, it's not as noisy as the little planes I've been used to.
等到引擎发动的时候，声音并没有我想象的那么大。
And then it never stopped at the end of the runway. Those old planes, you older ones will remember, always stopped at the end of the runway, and then it moved up, you know, and then they went down, and then it moved up again, and then finally you took off.
老的飞机要是跑到头停下来，然后启动马力，然后开始往前走。
This just turns straight into the runway.
但是这个大飞机就直接转过来就开始走了。
And it began.
就开始飞了。
And I thought, it cannot take off. It's going too slowly.
这么慢怎么飞得起来呀?
It just went down so gently.
然后一步慢慢慢慢慢慢。
And suddenly, I looked out the window and I saw the ground was disappearing.
然后, 忽然间看窗外地都看不见了。
Now you can see how unscientific I am, but you see Romans chapter 8 and verse 2 says the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death.
罗马书八章说, 这一个圣灵生命的律让我从罪和死的律里面释放出来。
Superior power took over from inferior power.
这一个更高大的能力来代替了这一个渺小的能力。
Yeah, you never overcome something by suppressing it.
你没有办法来超越，借着要把它压下去来成功的。
You take smoking.
比如说,
the more you try to stop smoking, the more you smoke.
你越想停止不要抽烟，结果抽得越厉害。
Or any other addiction，
或者任何这个叫有上瘾的这个。
You need superior power，
你所需要的是一个更大的能力。
When you're filled with the Spirit，
当你被圣灵的能力充满。
When the Lord Jesus manifests His power in you，
当耶稣的能力在你的身上彰显的时候。
You're freed from the law of sin and death。
你就从罪与死的律里面脱出来了。
Power，
这是能力。
It is amazing，
这是一个奇妙的能力。
Or another illustration I often use, some of you will have heard it before. I think you go out here, especially in California，
在加州，如果你出去的
，You go into the mountains，
你到这边的山上
，And you will see a huge tree，
你可以看到这个大树
，And very often you will see it at its base。
你看它的树根
，a great boulder，
有一个大的瘤
，a great rock，
哦，一个大的石头磐石
，split，
裂开来。
You think I used to think to myself， what happened here？
我在看到这种情形的时候，我就在那边想，怎么回事啊
？Well， I'll tell you，
我告诉你怎么回事。
There was at one time a great rock。
本来是一个大磐石
，and it had a little crevice in it，
在这个磐石上有一个裂痕
，and a tiny seed the size of my small fingernail fell in the crevice。
然后有一个小的种子，就是我的小指甲这么小，就掉到这个裂痕里头。
Now if that could understand me, the seed，
当然这个种子不认识。
If it could understand me, I would have said to it。
如果这个小种子能够跟我讲话的话
，You stupid little seed，
你这个小笨的种子
，What have you fallen into this crevice？
你掉到这一个裂缝里面去有什么用啊
？No way！ You think that this you should have fallen over there where there's nice earth？
你不应该掉在这里，应该掉到那个土里面去。
But the little seed would say to me if it could speak。
如果这小种子会说话的话。
I have life in me，
他会告诉我，我里头有生命。
And the power of that life I trust，
我相信这个生命的能力。
When that seed germinates，
当这个生命开始发芽
，little roots go down，
有一个根往下扎。
So small，
看起来很小。
So weak，
很软弱。
So sensitive。
那么敏感
，It is ridiculous，
是不可能。
You would say， so you're going to try and overcome this rock，
所以你对这个种子说，你就要尝试要胜过这个大磐石吗
？All I need to do is put my foot on you, and that's the end of you。
我只要一脚就把你踩扁了。
But that little seed says I'm trusting a life in me。
但是这个小种子却说，我相信我里头这个生命的能力。
And those weak, tender little roots go down.
这一个看起来软弱的根往下扎。
And the shoot goes up.
然后上面发芽。
And two leaves appear.
然后两个叶子长出来。
And then two more.
然后再长出两个。
And perhaps two more.
再长两个。
Then I say,Don't think you're going to overcome this rock.
然后我就对他说，你别做梦了，不可能。
This rock will kill you.
这个大磐石会把你压扁的。
But the little seed says,
但是这小种子还会告诉我，
I have a life in me.
我里面有一个生命。
And I'm trusting that power in that life.
我相信这个生命的能力。
Do you know what happens?
你知道后来发生什么事吗
？It grows，
继续成长
，and grows，
继续成长
，and grows，
长
，and grows，
再长
，and suddenly the rock is split。
有一天，这个磐石就裂成两半
，and a huge tree has grown。
这里就有一个大树成长起来。
Now many people say to me that they have problems like that boulder。
很多人跟我说我对那个大磐石有难处。
Oh, they say, why did God do this to me?
为什么神把这个大难处放在我生活中呢？
Because God is educating you, that's why.
因为神在那里教育你,
He's training you.
他在训练你,
He's bringing you to trust in Him.
他要教你来相信他,
not what you see.
不是凭眼见,
not what you hear.
也不是凭耳闻,
not what you feel.
也不是凭的感觉,
trusting Him.
相信他,
if you believe that Jesus Christ is in you,
如果你相信基督在你里头,
alive,
活的,
powerful,
能力的,
that boulder will be split in two.
那个大的磐石有一天要裂为两半,
and you will grow into the tree that you're meant to be.
然后这个生命要让你成长到这个应该有的大生量,
the power of life.
这就是叫做生命的能力。
I could go on and on giving illustrations, but
我可以举很多很多这样的例子。
There's fruit in that life.
在这个生命里头有果子。
Fruit doesn't just come.
这个果子不是就出现了。
I mean the bees.
有蜜蜂。
The butterflies.
有蝴蝶。
The bugs.
有虫。
They can't do anything if there's no life.
如果这里没有生命,
but where there's life,
但是如果这里有生命,
they can pollinate.
那么就可以,
you know, an apple tree always has apples.
一个苹果树永远结苹果,
and a mango tree always has mango.
芒果树就讲芒果。
How come a mango sometime didn't produce an apple?
但是为什么芒果不生苹果呢?
You understand?
你懂吗?
Why does an apricot always have apricots?
为什么杏子永远是杏子呢?
Why couldn't it produce something else?
它怎么不长别的东西出来呢?
But there is apricot life, and apple life, and mango life.
因为这里有芒果的生命, 苹果的生命, 杏子的生命。
The fruit is in the life.
因为这个水果的生命在这个里面,
all the other things can only bring out what is in the life.
所有周遭的事物只能把这个里面的生命带出来。
It is the fruit of the Spirit.
这是讲到圣灵的, 果子。
That is love and joy and peace.
这是爱, 喜乐, 平安,
long suffering,
and all the other
things that are so wonderful.
这些种种圣灵结的果子在我们生命中。
I find this tremendous.
我觉得这是一个了不得的事。
You know, fruit is also Christ-likeness.
这个生命的果实是, 像基督。
You have a life in you.
你里头有生命。
Which can only be Christ-like.
这个生命只能让你像基督。
You obey the law of that life.
你要顺服这一个生命的律。
You will bear much fruit.
你就可以生出许多的果子。
It is an amazing thing that you can only prune something when there's life.
你在这个, 修剪这些枝叶的时候, 这个枝叶必须要有生命。
When it's dead, can't do anything.
但是如果这个枝叶是已经死了, 你修剪没有用的。
But where there's life,
但是如果有生命,
you train it.
你就训练它。
You prune it.
你修剪它。
You discipline it.
你训练它。
So it is with this life. It is amazing, this whole subject. I find it amazing anyway.
这个生命的律是一个很稀奇的功课。
Even reproduction.
它还会繁殖。
It is amazing.
也是很奇妙的。
You cannot reproduce if there's no life.
如果没有生命, 它就不会繁殖。
Where there's life, there's reproduction.
如果有生命, 它一定会繁殖。
What a sad thing it is when Christians have never led another person to the Lord.
如果一个基督徒从来没有带领其他的人来得救, 这是很可怜的一件事情。
You just think of us here today.
你想我们在座的每一位,
if every one of us led one person to the Lord, think of it.
尝试想一想, 我们在座的每一位带领一个来归主。
But if there is no fruit, people are not attracted.
如果在这里没有结出果子来，人不会受到吸引。
They simply think we're religious.
他们最多想我们是一个宗教狂。
Well, so and so goes to the temple. So and so goes to the synagogue.
有些人去庙里面，有些人到会堂。那么这些人就是去教堂。
They're religious.
他们是一个有宗教的人。
But when people see fruit,
但是如果人看见生命的果实，
when they see love,
他们看到
joy,
爱
and peace,
喜乐。
And long suffering,
看到受苦
and self control,
然后看到这个
when they see the fruit of the spirit,
他们看到圣灵的果子
when they see something like the Lord Jesus,
他们看到一些像基督的事物
when they see people prepared to lay down their lives,
当他们看见有人愿把自己的生命放下来
in their heart comes a hunger,
这样就让人有一种饥渴的感觉
and so people are saved.
这样人就会得救。
Well, I must finish, but I'd love to go on talking and talking because there is a homing instinct in this life.
在这个生命中还有一种特性是会朝着家的方向去。
I noticed that especially with young men when they come to the Lord, they're never sure if they're being able to keep it up. That's what they put.How they say it.
我们常常碰到一些年轻的弟兄们，他们有一个共同的难题，就是他们信主以后，他们一直没有把握能不能继续保持在主的里面。
I'm not sure that I will be able to keep it up.
这些年轻的人会说，我没有把握能够在主里面这样子一直成长。
You don't have to.
你不并不需要如此顾虑。
If you will only trust the law of that life that is yours.In the Lord Jesus.
如果你相信在你里头的那个生命是基督的生命
you know there's a homing instinct.
这个生命就会把你带回家。
I find it amazing. Every year I wait to see the swallows come.
每年我都在那里等这个燕子回来的时候。
They come all the way from South Africa.
他这些燕子从南非飞回来
thousands of miles
飞几千里
and they spend just about two three weeks in Jerusalem
他只是在耶路撒冷停两三个礼拜、就是、
you see them diving everywhere
在天上飞来飞去
they're on their way to Moscow
要从那里继续飞
to St. Petersburg
到
to Oslo
到莫斯科到奥斯陆去
the other sideThey go via Gibraltar.
另外一边要经过这个吉伯尔塔这个海峡。
To Britain.
到英国。
When I lived in Britain.
当我住在英国的时候。
At one point we had to take down a whole wall in Halford House where we met.
我们聚会的那个 Halford House 地方我们要把整个的墙给拆了。
I used to wait every year for the swallows.
我在那个时候每年等这些燕子回来。
I don't know if they thought I was a kind of inspector, but I used to go out and wait for them third week of May, second or third week of May.
每年到了五月的第二个礼拜跟第三个礼拜。
And they always, the moment they arrived, they would die backwards and forwards with their cries.
然后他们一回到这个地方的时候他们就会冲下来冲来冲去。
For hundreds of years, they'd nested on a particular wall.
这样上百年，他们每年回来的时候都在这一个特别的墙的这个上面。
But that year, there was no wall.
但是那一年我们把墙给拆了。
And it was the most amazing sight.
那就有个稀奇的事发生了。
These birds were hovering on what they felt had to be a wall.
那这些鸟就在那边把翅膀扇扇扇，以为这里应该有一个墙，怎么没有了
？But there was no wall.
但是墙已经没有了。
It's almost as if I said to them, "Did you go to university to find out the way that you should come from South Africa to Britain?"
我总是好奇要问这些鸟你们是不是上过大学学怎么样从南非飞到我们这个英国来的
How do you know the way?
你怎么知道这条路线
These were babies
这些都是小小的
That had flown all the way
好像一直这样飘飘飘过来
Something in them
因为他们里面有一个
something in them，
在他们里面有一个生命。
Told them this is the way，
这个生命告诉他这是方向。
And would not rest till they arrived home，
他们一直不安息，除非他们回到这个家。
If the Lord Jesus is in you，
如果今天基督的生命在你里头
，the Spirit of God will give no rest until He has got you home。
圣灵不会让你有安息，一直要把你带回家才算数。
Paul said, "He that has begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ."
保罗说，基督已经在你们开始的工作，他要完成，直到见他面的日子。
Homing instinct，
因为这是里面有一个回家的这一个。直觉。
Well, finally, let me finish. In this darkness, I have no idea whether you're all asleep.
在这个暗的光里头，我不知道你们睡着了没有。
Because these wonderful lights that shine on us.
这里我们前面是光线十足。
Jonathan and I could be more or less speaking to ourselves. I can see people in the front row.
我只能看到坐在前面的人，后面看不见。
Listen, let me say something about overcoming, finally.
最后我要讲到这个得胜。
This life of our Lord Jesus, this resurrection life, is inherently an overcoming life.
这个耶稣的生命在我们里面，他就带着一个得胜的能力。
It overcame all the powers of darkness.
这个能力要胜过一切黑暗的权势。
And even Satan himself.
甚至胜过撒旦本身。
When the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead.
当耶稣基督从死复活的时候。
It was exceeding greatness of power.
这里有一个莫大的能力。
Overcoming is inherent within the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
这个耶稣的生命在耶稣的身上发出这个莫大的能力，让他从死里复活。
How interesting it is that when the Lord speaks to those seven churches,
当主向那七个教会说话的时候，非常的有意思。
To each one, he says,
对每一个教会。
To him that overcomes,
得胜的人。
To him that overcomes,
得胜的人。
He that overcomes,
那一些得胜的。
It is a personal matter.
这个每一句话都是对个人说的。
Not those who overcome.
他并不是说，得胜的那一群。
To him or her that overcomes.
这个英文表明是对这每一个得胜的人。
Within the context of the church.
而在这一个整个教会的这个前提之下。
Maybe a Jezebel here.
是有的教会有耶西别的问题。
There may be a name that they live, but they're dead.
有的教会是按名活的，其实是死的。
There may be lukewarmness here.
有的教会是温吞水。
Here they may have left their first love.
有的教会是离开了起初的爱。
There may be Nicolaitanism.
有的教会有尼格朗的教训。
That is clericalism.
就是这些神职人员的问题。
But the Lord says.
但是主耶稣说。
He that overcomes.
你们中间得胜的。
He that overcomes.
你们得胜的人。
To him will I grant this or that.
我要赏赐他这一些那些赏赐。
Personal problems.
我们没有个人的问题。
Family problems.
有家庭的问题。
Work problems.
有工作的问题。
Relationship problems in the church.
你有与弟兄姊妹的关系的问题。
Listen again.
让我再说，请你听。
To him that overcomes.
对那些得胜的。
Is the Lord taunting us?
主在这里向你挑战。
Or does he mean there is overcoming life?
这里乃是告诉我们有一个得胜的生命在我们里面。
Listen again.
注意听。
He that has an ear.Let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的，应当听。
Overcoming is linked to a hearing ear.
所以你发现这里的得胜的，都与他的耳朵听得见听不见有关系。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
We all have problems and difficulties.
我们每一个人都有各式各样的问题。
Sometimes with one another.
有的时候这个问题是我们彼此之间的问题。
It is a tremendous thing to hear what the Spirit is saying.
但如果能够听见圣灵向你所说的话，是一个了不得的事。
And in the midst of all the problems and difficulties to overcome.
在面对这所有的问题之后，你能够得胜。
But there is one last thing.
最后,
there is another overcoming as well, final overcoming.
有一个最后的得胜。
There will come a day when this poor old body will burst into a new life.
就是我们这一个现在的这个软弱的帐篷，有一天要进入一个极大的改变。
You younger ones don't need to bother yet about this.
我们中间年轻人大概没有这个感受。
But those of us getting older,
但是我们这些慢慢变老的人,
oh, it is a wonderful thing to think.
这是何等的福音?
In the twinkling of an eye,
在一眨眼之间,
no doctors, no specialists,
没有专家, 没有医生,
no cosmetic surgery,
也没有这个整形医生,
no long therapies,
也没有这些的特殊处理治疗。
In a single moment,
在一霎时,
in the twinkling of an eye,
一眨眼,
at the last trump,
最后号筒响的时候,
we shall all be changed. What an amazing thing.
这是何等奇妙的事,
a redemption body.
一个新的身体,
I can't wait for it myself.
我迫切等待那一天,
I, just to think,
一想到,
what kind of body will it be?
哎呀,
it will be so much more suitable for serving the Lord.
这个身体更合适来侍奉。
Beloved brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
this corruptible must put on incorruption.
这个会朽坏的, 要换成不朽坏,
and this mortal must put on immortality.
这一个会腐烂的, 有一天要变成一个永不朽的。
It is amazing to me.
是, 太稀奇了。
In the twinkling of an eye,
在一眨眼,
when God spoke the word originally,
当神最初说话的时候,
in a moment of time,
就在那一刻,
he brought into being what did not exist.
他从无有创造了万有,
with a word,
用他的话,
so it will be,
将来也是如此,
when that trumpet of the Lord sounds,
当主的号响的时候,
and in a moment of time,
在那短短的一刻之间,
we shall all be changed.
我们通通要改变。
This is to know the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
这个都是发生在那些认识基督复活能力的人身上。
It will be, if you see what I mean, it will be the final act of knowing him in his resurrection.
这就是认识基督的复活的大能的最后一个经历。
I do not know which is the most wonderful thing to experience in this matter.
在这许许多的经历中, 我不知道哪一个经历是最奇妙的。
Is it better to die?
是不是死更好呢?
And for one's flesh to go to dust?
或者等到我们这个躯壳变成灰尘?
Dust to dust and ashes to ashes, as we say.
Yes.
Is that the best?
Yeah, 我们归于尘土。
Or is it better to be changed?
还是我们改变?
Which is the greater miracle?
哪一个是更大的神迹?
To be alive at the coming of the Lord.
主来回来的时候我们还活着。
And in a single moment of time,
就在那短暂的一刻,
to know this body changed.
我们就发现我们的身体改变了。
We've been justified in our spirit.
我们在灵里面被称义。
We've been saved in our soul.
我们的灵已经得救。
And we finally receive the redemption of our body.
我们的魂得救，我们的体也得救。
Nothing left to the devil.
没有一样剩下来留给撒旦。
Spirit, soul, and body preserved entire to the coming of the Lord.
在主回来的时候，我们的灵、魂、体整个的都归给神。
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once preached a marvelous sermon on not a hoof or a horn shall be left in Egypt.
这个斯伯金斯布珍有一个信息，他讲到，当以色列人离开埃及的时候，没有留下任何的一点东西留在埃及。
So great is this salvation.
这个神的救恩是如此的浩大。
But not a single part of your being will be left.
你的整个的人没有留下一样留在后头。
It will all be saved.
我们的全人都要得救。
Paul says,
保罗说,
We who are alive and remain,
我们活着还存留的人,
shall in no way precede those who are dead in Christ.
就不会在那些已经睡了的人之前。
For the dead in Christ will rise first.
因为那在主里死的人要先复活。
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them.
然后我们这些活着还存留的人要改变。
How amazing!
这是何等稀奇的一刻。
Resurrection.
复活。
The final act.
这是整个神工作在这个时代最后的一下。
Whose bodies have long since disappeared.
那些body?
Body, yes, flesh.
我们的肉身已经消失的人。
Long since disappeared.
已经不见的人。
Where's Paul's body?
保罗的身体你也找不到，彼得的身体也找不到，约翰的身体也找不到，Stephen's
body，斯蒂凡的身体，Apollos's
body，这些人所有的身体，Aquila
and
Priscilla，百基拉，Martin
Luther，马丁路德，Augustine，Calvin，加尔文，Wesley，George Fox，Shall I go on? What happened to their bodies?
他们的肉身已经没有了，都成灰了，沙了。In
some cases. Not even dust.
甚至有些人连灰都没有。
It's gone.
统统消失。
How amazing.
但是,
it's all going to be brought back.
有一天这一切都要回来。
In a creative act of God.
这是在神整个创造的大能里面发生的。
When we receive a body like unto his.
当我们得到那一个属灵的身体。
No more aches.
就没有痛,
no more pains.
没有疼痛,
no more headaches.
头也不痛了。
No. What a wonderful thing.
啊, 何等的稀奇。
Of course, that's the smallest thing.
这些当然都最小。
The greatest thing is to be justified in your spirit.
最大的一件事情就是我们的灵被称义。
And for God to have done a work in your soul.
神也在你的魂里头做了奇妙的工作,
making you, changing you into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
让你能够像他的儿子耶稣基督。
But don't despise that body.
但是不要忘记, 还有在身体上的工作。
There is going to be a casing for the spirit and the soul.
在将来的那个灵魂要有一个身体的。
We are not angels.
我们并不是天使。
Well, some of us knew that anyway, but we are not angels.
我们不是天使。
God never created us angels.
神造我们的时候不是把我们造成天使。
He created us human beings.
他造我们是一个真正的人。
Spirit, soul, and body.
有灵、魂、与体。
And the final act of this, of knowing Christ in His resurrection, is when we shall all be changed.
这个认识基督复活的大能, 它最后的一个重要的举动就是让我们整个的身体改变。
May the Lord bless.
愿主祝福他的话。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主啊,
we want to thank you for that resurrection life and power of yours. We want to thank you that whoever we are, whatever we are,
不管我们今天是什么样的光景,
whatever our problems and difficulties,
不管我们的问题,
you have given us that life of yours.
你已经把你这个宝贵的生命赏给我们,
and in that life is power.
在那个生命里头有大能,
and Lord, our prayer is this night,
我们今天晚上的祷告乃是,
open our eyes,
开我们的眼睛,
to the exceeding greatness of that power that is to us all.
让我们能够看着向着我们的大能是何等的大,
reveal your Son in us.
把你的儿子启示在我们里面,
open the eyes of our heart,
开我们心中的眼睛,
touch us, Lord,
摸到我们的全人,
so that in your light we see light,
在你的光中我们得以见光,
and we can say, all our fountains are in thee.
那我们就能说, 我们所有的全人都在你里头,
we ask it in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告,
Amen. Amen.